News Radio KMAM. Good morning. It's now 7:03 and time for our Monday morning COVID update. We have Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and local health officer on the phone this morning. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, got through the weekend so far, and we'll talk about numbers here. Let's do that first, and then we'll also talk about this recently issued local health order number 15. So what details do you have in terms of numbers for Riley County residents?
Yeah, so as of yesterday, about 5:30 p.m., Riley County had a total of 395 confirmed positives. Out of those, 111 are considered active cases in which we're still monitoring. And we have had 281 recover. And, of course, we've had the 3 deaths. A good thing here is that that recovery number is much higher than the active cases. So that's good. We just found out we had 3 COVID positive patients in the hospital as of this morning. We're not sure that they're all from Riley County, but we'll get those details later this morning. We also currently have 216 tests pending, and we've had a total of 3,823 negative tests in the county so far.
With the tests pending, I understand that it's a little bit slower in getting some of these tests, the results of the test, validated.
Yeah, it has been a little slower. We've heard some people, you know, taking up to 10 days for some people. That's entirely too long. We know that the lab is backed up as of right now, and that's kind of the story for many labs across the state, and certainly here in the community we're seeing some labs backed up, but we hope to get that under control soon, because like I said, 10 days is just too long to wait.
Yeah. And as soon as one takes a test, are they under quarantine?
Yes. So they're instructed that they must stay at their house and not go out. So that's another difficult thing. If you're waiting that long for test results, it's very difficult. Now, I will say if you are under quarantine for the 14 days, let's say you came into contact with another with a positive patient, so you were in direct contact with that person, you still would have to finish out those 14 days. So you can't test out of quarantine. So I guess in that case, it really wouldn't matter. You still have to finish out those days.
Well, it really is a challenge for a lot of folks in a lot of different perspectives, but you know, obviously, safety is a big consideration for all those involved. I know that there was a reported outbreak at Meadowlark Hills. Bring us up to date on that scenario.
Yep. So last week we did report an outbreak at Meadowlark. I believe there were 7 residents that did test positive and 1 staff member. That's what we found out throughout the week. Of course, when we find out that they do have a positive, we immediately get everyone in that wing tested, including residents and staff, so that we can determine just how big that outbreak is, if it is an outbreak. In this case, it was more than 5, so we were able to call it an outbreak there at Meadowlark. They're handling things very well. They have a good protocol, have had it in place for many years now, so they have a good way of handling that. So that's the good news there, but we'll keep an eye on that. Definitely.
And Meadowlark has still, you know, blocked off the entry and has restricted access to basically the entire community from the public.
Yes, absolutely. They've done a great job since the start of this by doing that lockdown right away.
Is this a similar situation that happened up in Leonardville where someone that was a staff kind of brought to, unknowingly, obviously, brought to COVID into the arena?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what we had happen up at Leonardville. Unknowingly, of course, that individual did bring it into the facility. Leonardville acted very fast. They called us right away. We got everyone tested, and then we retested again about a week later just to make sure. So all of those that tested negative, we went ahead and retested them a week later just to make sure that they were definitely negative. We were able to call that an outbreak, but again, that was very controlled, and now we consider it recovered.
And that's good news right there. So the recovery is what, based on, I think I read, 28 days?
Yeah, we go by CDC guidance. It's about 28 days from the start. And of course, we have to monitor those individuals that have tested positive for an individual to be considered recovered. That would be 10 days from the onset of their symptoms. And of course, they have to be 3 days fever-free with no fever-reducing meds and also diminishing of other symptoms as well.
Visiting today with Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and the local health officer. Julie, we have health order number 15 that goes into effect today. Give us some details on that, please.
Yeah, so number 15, we issued that Friday evening. That does go into effect today. It is very similar to order number 14. We're keeping mass gathering size at 50, and we're also keeping those restrictions in for restaurants and bars. So that includes screening every employee before the start of every shift. So that includes symptom check and also checking for temperatures. If they do even have just one symptom, they're being instructed to send them home. And the health department does check those logs. We are doing daily checks of those logs. We also have in that order number 15 that is the exact same as order number 14 to have restaurants and bars close at midnight. That excludes any curbside or delivery. If they still want to offer that food to be delivered or curbside or drive through, they can still offer that after midnight. But as far as dine-in or the bars, they all have to close at midnight.
Okay. Well, there's so many details that continue to come forward. And, hopefully, we're still seeing some slide back here on some of those very important numbers. And, we went through a nice little time frame where we didn't have much of anything in terms of new cases. And now it's popping up again, which also means we need to continue taking care of our own health matters and taking them seriously.
That's correct. Yeah, we kind of let it slide there for a little bit. We were doing so good there toward the end of May, early June. And then, of course, our percent positive increased dramatically in the middle of June. We're starting to see a decline of that, but we can't let up just yet. We know the effects of that. So don't let up. Continue to wear that mask when you're out. Continue to avoid crowded places. And definitely wash your hands as often as you can.
And that screening number is?
785-323-6400.
And the email?
And the email is RileyCountyCOVID19@gmail.com.
And we hope we have less numbers to talk about next Wednesday when you return to visit with us.
Yes, I hope so.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be.
Julie, thanks for your continued good work on the behalf of the residents here, and we'll talk to you Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and local health officer here on News Radio KMAN. A look at our forecast and maybe some state news on the way here next on KMAN.